Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
We are ready for our next position battle here on Toyota's Patriots Today. Welcome, everyone. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, let's not waste any more time because I'm ready to talk about some wide receivers. This time's matchup comes down between Michael Jenkins and Kamar Aiken. Brian, so things always get interesting here at wide receiver. We've got a veteran competing with some of those younger guys like Kamar Aiken.
Yeah, we've got several veterans competing with several younger guys. Right. And, you know, it doesn't come down to Jenkins versus Aiken. Well, I'm not sure, but there's some intrigue with these two. And one younger guy, one older guy. We'll see.
Absolutely. So I'm going to take the lead here because I am going with the older guys. So the elder statesman, Michael Jenkins. I think that he's proved more, and I think this because Kamar Aiken, I don't think, has proved enough. He's going into his third year in the league, but he's only played a grand total of 3 games, only one last year with the Patriots. So therefore, I will stick with my argument on Michael Jenkins. He's had some good reps during the offseason practices, and I'm not confident enough in Aiken's ability to perform well and handle the grueling week-to-week battles that the NFL challenges.
Well, I'm going to take the stand that Kamar Aiken will be a guy who makes this team. One thing that he has going for him over Jenkins is that he did spend about half of last year on the Patriots practice squad. Like you said, got in the final regular season game, and there's a commitment to him in this offseason. He looked pretty good in some of the spring camps, missed a little bit of the mini camp, but I like this guy's physical makeup. 6'2", like Jenkins, we're talking about two of the taller guys at wide receiver, and I think what's going to happen here with this complete logjam at wide receiver where it's wide open, we're going to see at least one of these undrafted free agents or unknowns like Kamar Aiken beat out at least one of the veterans like Jenkins, Lavelle Hawkins, Donald Jones. I think Aiken, with his experience in the system last year, a much cheaper salary, I think we're going to see one of these younger guys beat out one of the older guys. Give me Kamar Aiken on the 53-man roster.
Well, I do agree with you. I think that at some point on the roster, there will be an undrafted free agent or a younger guy who will beat out that veteran, but I don't think that it'll happen here. I don't think that Aiken has really shown enough to – I don't really understand why he's still on the roster at this point.
Well, but I think that with it being so wide open at wide receiver, guys like Aiken have as good a chance as any other year with the Patriots to make the roster. So I think Aiken represents – this group that includes Kenbrell Tompkins and, you know, could have included T.J. Moe. I'm looking at him as representing this younger group, and one of them's going to make it. I got Aiken.
Okay, well, in my opinion, I do think that training camp will be make or break for Kamar Aiken. I feel like this is kind of his last chance to show what he's got.
So. Make or break for a lot of guys.
All right, well, that'll wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll certainly have more position battles and storylines, so be sure to check back. But that'll do it for Brian and myself for now, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.